Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes. Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
No Bears.
That's right, Nico. Your team by default, the Bears.
Yesterday, he said that he'll be rooting for the Bears over the Raiders.
Oh, his team, because they moved.
He's a jilted Raiders fan. They left when he was a kid. Just a little pissed off, but really just a little.
I like that there's still a little bit of meatball with Nico when it comes to the Bay Area. Like, that's still a thing for him. Like, whether he's talking about the Raiders or the A's, like, there's still a little bit of,
yeah,
I have been deserted by the teams that I grew up loving.
There's a sense of justice and fairness about Nico. That he gets a little, he gets strong, he gets strong-minded about things that he thinks are a certain way. I loved to talk with him in person yesterday with Mark Grody and Marshall Harris. And as we asked him a question and he mentioned something about Ian Happ, I felt the need to follow up because I knew you guys were going to talk to Ian. It's been a very cool thing on Tuesdays the last few years to have Nico and Ian, who have a great relationship. So I love that as you were prepping for your show, our show, with Layla, you heard Nico talking about Ian, knowing full well that you had Ian coming up. No, you got it, right? Set it up. You tell us.
No, I just wanted to share that we could go right to it. I couldn't have said it better myself. This was Nico talking about the lineup construction, and those two guys are the two guys that have been here the longest. They know each other the best out of this group. So this is Nico talking about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
He and Happ being 1-2 or 2-3 in a lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I also want to, you know, the flip side of hitting first or second is you're also on base for the best hitters in your lineup, and, you know, the ability to steal a base in front of your best hitters or score runs. So you just want to be a part of runs, whether you're scoring them or knocking them in and being in the middle of that. It is fun hitting back-to-back with Ian when we have, just because I feel like throughout the years we've kind of paired nicely together with our skill sets, and you know, we're very different players, but I think complement each other well. So we've just had a good feeling for things over the years, the two of us, and I like when we hit back to back. A switch hitter, so he matches up well with everybody, but he's been more, you know, slug and on base based, and I've been more contact and just hits, and so I also feel like he's got a good feel for when I want to run and is able to take pitches and be comfortable getting deeper into counts when I need to do that. And then just straight up, just kind of memories and randomness and things that we've had. And, you know, it used to be we would hit eighth and ninth, like in 2020 some. And even when I was called up. I remember being on base for some of his homers. So just good memories.
That part where he's talking about stealing bases, I think is really important because there are guys that don't like it. And you've got to figure out whether or not the batter behind you is okay with, one, when you take off inside of a count. Two, whether you're going to mess around with the pitcher a little bit because you can catch some of that out of, and you don't want it to be distracting. Notoriously, like, there are players that have been like, I don't want guys stealing. And if you are going to steal, then steal on the first pitch of the at bat so I can concentrate on the at bat and not what you're doing out there.
But you know how Ian is at the plate. That's why it's such a good fit. Like, Ian likes to take his time, likes to see a lot of pitches, and even more so when he's got a guy who can run. So you're prepping and you heard that.
Prepping and I heard that. So we had it down as a thing that we were going to ask Ian about, and it was good to be back with Ian, because on the midday show with Dan and I, like, we talk to him every week, and he's a very thoughtful guy. I think he and I are wired very similarly, so it was comfortable to kind of get back into a conversation with him. And this is what he said when we told him about Nico. Nico was on middays today, and he said that he really likes when you guys hit back-to-back because of your different skill sets. How would you describe the two of you in a lineup together?
I love it. I love it. I think we've done it for a long time. We did it quite a bit in 2020 as well. And at the beginning of that year, we were hitting like 8-9 together or 7-8 together. And it was, you know, right after we had lived together and we joked about our friends, Dakota and Zach, who were hosting the compound with us, joked about, you know, us making stuff happen when we're next to each other. And then we got a nice stretch from 21 to kind of through 23 of getting to do that quite a bit, whether he was leading off or hitting two hole and I was hitting three. I've been so lucky to hit behind him quite a bit. And he's one of the best base runners in baseball. And take away the stolen bases, just his ability to score from first on a double, his ability to score from second on a single. I've just gotten to watch that so much. And I have a pretty patient at bat. So when he's on base ahead of me, you know, I give him chances to take bases quite a bit because I do tend to have longer ABs, and then I know if I hit a ball in the gap, he's going to score. And you saw that in Cincy against Lodolo. Like, I hit a double with there was nobody out or one out, and it was he's flying around the bases, great read on the ball. He's just so good at that, and so he's right. Our skill sets complement each other. Just, you know, his ability to get on base and run the bases, and, you know, kind of the patient at bat and the chance for an extra base hit. We've just been really productive when we're hitting around each other. So it's been one of my favorite things over the last 6 years, five or six years we've been together.
That is outstanding. The two of them talking about each other. And think about it. If you're watching that game last night, Nico scores from first on an Ian Happ double to the gap.
Yeah. Ian's had a pretty strong September, by the way.
I know he has. But like, Nico, if you're watching last night, Nico screams after he rounds second. They showed the replay, and Boog just laughed. It was an awesome laugh, because Nico just screams, and Boog going to break is like, we should just have a camera on Nico when he's running the bases, because he's so much fun to watch.
Well, we're both fans of it, and since we have Nico on every week, we talk to him a lot about this. The Cubs is a team, and Nico is at the front of that. I don't mean just fast, because they've got guys that are fast. They're good at running the bases. They're really what I think is striking about the 2025 Cubs is both base running offensively and defensively. The idea that you have guys that are good at first to third, second to home, first to home, in case of balls hitting the gap.
Yeah.
And you have a pitching staff that thrives on getting people out on the bases, that they take a lot of pride in it. They lead the league in it. It's fascinating to me that those two things are synced up. Like, ideally, like, if we use football to talk about baseball, the offense and the defense are completely synced up on this one thing that the team does very well. It's very cool to see it. It's one of those fundamental things that we talk about, but we don't give enough love to. So hearing these guys talk about that
is really cool.
Is great.
So this brings to mind one of my favorite trivia questions, favorite baseball trivia questions, because the idea of Hap driving in Nico a lot, I have it in front of me. It is the two players, the batter has driven in the base runner with an RBI more than any pair of teammates in the history of baseball. The leaders were George Brett and Willie Wilson of the Kansas City Royals in the 80s, that Brett had driven in Willie Wilson the most. And then that record was broken. And if you're out there, I bet you it will be intuitive once you think of it. What batter has driven in his teammate as a base runner more than any pair of teammates in the history of the game?
Stanton driving in Judge?
That's a fun answer, but no.
A-Rod driving in Ichiro?
No. It's another good thought.
Anyone hitting behind Ricky?
No. Ricky not in the same place long enough. These are two teammates who were together a long time, and one of them consistently hit either just in front of the other or like first and third. I think that's how they hit for most of their career. One of them was leadoff. The other was a three-hitter, and they played together for a long, long time.
Oh, no, I don't want to jump the line here. Alex, you got one?
No, please jump the line because nothing's coming to mind.
Johnny Damon, Manny Ramirez?
No, that's fun.
Ozzy Albies and Ronald Acuna?
No. This is a little bit older, but a long, long time together. I think both Hall of Famers. I think they are. Yeah, they are.
Wow. Frank Thomas and Robin Ventura?
No, but that's fun, though, because I could see that, one hitting in front of the other. Let's see if a texter has it. Looking. No, nobody there yet.
What decade?
90s into the 2000s.
Lofton and Ramirez?
No, it's good. It's the right era. They played against a local in the World Series.
Bagwell and Biggio?
Jeff Bagwell has driven in Craig Biggio more than any one man has driven in another in the history of the game. Doesn't that make sense when you think about it?
Well, we weren't far off because anytime you have a Jeff Bagwell thing, then you have to talk about Frank Thomas because their birthdays are the exact same day.
Oh, that's right.
And their numbers are pretty much the same, too.
Yeah, so that's good. So Bagwell is driven in Biggio. I love that kind of question. I have other ones.
Any
like
more
that.
Brain busters?
Why, yes. Yes, I do. You want more? No, you don't want more. Because I got one.
Wait, I got another one. Right. Luis Robert Jr. and Eloy Jimenez?
I was going to say Adam Eaton and Jose Abreu. No.
There it is. A lot of Bagwell and Biggio out there. Rosen Bench is a fun one. Trammell and Whitaker, longtime teammates. Chipper and Andrew Jones, those are good guesses out there.
Ooh, Chipper and Andrew, that's a good one.
That's real good. Jeter and Bernie Williams, right. Those kind of things, but it's Biggio and Bagwell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.